crank up the volume and get ready. It's time for Independent Artist Spotlight, right here on MusicRanchRadio.com.
And we were here, man. 7:01. We had to wait for the song to get done, but welcome back, Greg the Rockstar Creasy.
I'm so happy to be back.
I've been singing "Welcome Back," Mr. Cotter. You know what I mean? You've been gone. I figured it out today. You've been gone for 3 months.
That's a long time.
For a little over 3 months, wasn't it?
I've been busy.
I told my wife, I go, well, that's like, that's almost a quarter of a year.
But I'll be here for 3/4 of a year now.
Yeah, there you go. So, tell us what have you been doing?
I don't know. I had to come here just so I could get some time off. I've been working a lot in Illinois, and actually the best part is my grandboys, getting to visit them, and my sons.
I hear you there.
Friends. It was just hard to leave them, but...
Well, it's kind of like baiting them. It's kind of like on Valentine's Day where you take the rose petals and you lead them into the bedroom. See, that's the thing. When you leave, I know that your other brother, Daryl, Patrick, all of them are like, can't jeer you. Okay, which one of us can't you not hear? How about now? Try.
Hello, Patrick.
Patrick, are you there, Patrick? No. So anyway, it's kind of like rose petals. When you come out here, you're going to bait them because you know that other brother Daryl's coming out.
As much as we were at each other's throats the whole 3 months, he already misses me. I know he does. He'll be out here. That's brotherly love,
that's
though.
That's right. And you know Patrick's coming.
Yeah.
And, it'll be a...
We might even get other brother Phil to come out.
And we need to get the boys to come out, and do some... maybe we'll do some recording while they're out here. Oh, wait.
We're having our producer get to us.
Hang on a second here. Let me shut my horn off.
I said you're back. You're back.
Yeah, you were kind of leaning back just a little bit. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Okay, I'm in a different chair.
You could go ahead and throw a tweak out of there. No,
he missed me too.
I missed him. Yeah, he was. He's like all excited that you're back.
You've been having some good radio the last couple of days. That Buck Nunley's a son of a gun.
I'll tell you what, man. He was on a roll for the last couple of days. And, he's one thing that's cool about Buck is you don't ever have to worry about him, priming him.
Yeah.
You just got to know when to shut him down. You just got to kind of slide in or
so anyway, you say to him.
Yeah.
Oh, so anyway.
Or squirrel. That's my favorite. Squirrel. Because he'll get off on a rant there, that boy, occasionally. But one thing that I know you've been doing, which I thought was kind of cool, is you've been scouting some talent.
Yeah, that Jimmy Nick is something. I've heard of him. My boys have seen him a lot. He plays a lot of Clausens and never got the opportunity to see him until a couple weeks ago. And I'm thinking, he's just another guitar player singing. And, he rocked the place.
Just another damn musician.
He can't be good, but no, he was awesome. It was really good.
So. Well, one thing he is, we talk about this a lot here on the Music Ranch, is there's people that are good musicians, and then there's people that are good entertainers, but seldom do you run across people that are both.
He's both, especially for just by himself with a guitar standing in the middle of a bar. And
Clausens. We're not throwing out a cheap ad, but Clausens Bar in Union, Illinois. Nice looking bar.
It is, and when he does, when Ig does anything, him and Allie, everybody comes to it. All you got to do is, Peggy and I went last week. We're just gonna think, it's in between games. There's enough sports going on. We'll go in there for a quick hamburger. It was packed. He was having chili cook off.
The place was just packed when I watched the video.
Yeah, I did that video all the way through.
And it looks like my kind of place. Looks like a really full Cheers.
Yeah.
I think I could hang there. Do you think?
I think you could.
I mean,
got the outdoor garden in the summer, and
I'll bring my rock and sock stool and set me up, some Patron and Willies.
Jimmy does, some good dirty blues like Leroy, and just reminded me so much of Leroy.
And he's out of Chicago, right?
Somewhere in the northern suburbs. I don't know if he's in Chicago where he lives, but I think northern suburbs.
Elgin, one of them places.
Yeah, yep.
I've been to Chicago.
Well, he does an open mic on tonight at 9 o'clock, I guess, there in St. Charles, which is south, a little bit south.
Well, let's hear a little of let's do a love insurance plan.
Sure.
That sounds like a cool one. Here's Jimmy Nick, and Don't Tell Mama. Here it is.
A bag of man, I got you covered. Promise you this ain't no scam. Yeah, my premium is very affordable. I'll be your love insurance plan. A woman has needs, I'll be there as soon as I can. You wanna keep it on the down low? I completely understand. Now I don't know nothing if you don't know nothing. I'll be your love insurance plan. On a date, looking for Mr. Right. The Prince Charming don't cut it. I got dessert tonight. Why you searching for the perfect man? I'll keep you satisfied till there's a ring on your hand. You're waiting on your lover. That fool's gone on business again. I'll make the wait a little easier, baby. I'll be your love insurance plan. Deductible, I slip right in the back door. Your man's been lazy, but just can't get it done. Let me know if you need full coverage or you just need my tongue. I got a reputation. Yes, I'm all I say I am. Let me prove my credibility. I'll be your love insurance plan. We'll be right back.
little beggar man. Yeah, call me when you need me. I'll be your love insurance plan. Yeah, call me when you need me. I'll be your love insurance plan. Yeah, call me when you need me, baby. I'll be your love insurance plan.
Well, there you go. What a find that is.
I know. I can't wait. I haven't. We've been emailing back and forth, and we're trying to set up a Wednesday night. If he could do it, he doesn't open mic, like I said, at 9. But
well, we'll do a Tuesday if we have to, or a Thursday to get him on here. About us, we're flexible.
Yeah. We just put it on Facebook.
I'm so flexible, I'm Gumby.
Well, you should see him. He's dwindling away to nothing over here.
Oh, I don't think so. But, I mean, you know, thank you for noticing. Yeah, you can notice my face because I've got this little...
Yeah.
I've got the jowl thing going on. Anyways, Jimmy Nick, man. And you say he's got a brother named...
I'm reading his album. He's got a brother named Rick. So I don't know if it's Rick Nick or... we'll ask him when we get him on.
A cousin named Dick. Dick Nick. And we'll ask him. Oh, let's see what we got here. We're getting some text, you know, from all over.
I think my phone
broke. We got quite a crew tonight, by the way, which is, I don't know where they're all from, but I'm going to bet. You know what we're going to do? And I thought about this just as we were chit-chatting. And here's what I think we should do. We need to start, you know how like Jason Shine, those guys, they have their little campaigns and fundraisers and things. You know what? We don't want to raise funds, but here what we want to do is raise listeners.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
And so here's what we're asking everybody that's listening in to tell a friend. Tell a couple friends. Just say, man, you guys got to tune in to musicranchradio.com. And we can tell by the IP numbers of at least what state you're from. And I think that it would be a very cool thing. I kind of know who would win this.
Yeah.
But because, you know, it's kind of like we're kind of loaded in that area.
Uh-oh.
That sounded weird. Anyway, but here's the thing. If you're listening in tonight or any time, we'll run a deal for, let's see, till the end of the month. Of who can create the most listeners. And if you tell somebody, that's all you got to do. That's how we built the station, was one listener at a time, somebody telling somebody else. So at the end of the month, we'll do a show, and we'll check all the IP numbers, and whatever state has the most listeners that they've told their friends, you got to tune in, you got to do this, that, check it out, listen in. We'll figure out a way to hold a show there.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do a remote. Now, rather, we got to have, you know, like, say, for example, it was Illinois. We'll have Patrick do a show, like, either at Clausen's, the bowling alley, or at...
Kingston Lanes, yeah.
Kingston Lanes. We'll send out some swag, and we'll do a remote from there.
Pat would hate that. He wouldn't.
Pat would hate that. And but we'll do a remote from there. So that's what's going to happen here. So that's the new challenge. And damn it, I'm pretty good at winning. I'm 14 out of 15
with Buck.
But so that's what we're going to do. It's called Spread the Word. And if you tell a friend or friends, and I don't care how you do it. You can do it on Facebook. You can ask them to like Music Ranch Radio. But when we have our show at the end of the month, we'll do that. We'll do a show, you and I again. And it will be to see how many IPs tune in from a certain state.
Are you listening, Brad Schlottman?
That's right. And that state,
get on that Kingston.
We'll arrange at some place, whether it be a bar or a bowling alley or wherever it's at, to have a remote, maybe at Blue Ribbon Millwork, or maybe whatever. But we'll hold a hour-long remote from there. We'll send swag to give away. I think that'd be kind of fun, wouldn't it?
I think it'd be great.
There's a great idea.
I think Pat's already writing a script for it.
Okay, so tell me about Abby.
Abby, well, that's my good friend Susan Ebert, Susan and Marty Ebert, that's where I stayed at their house in Wisconsin on the way up.
God, that place looked brand new.
That's Susan. And Marty, they keep things nice.
You kind of got this trap line going, which I think is amazing. You know, you can go pretty much anywhere you want to go, and you just... you show up at somebody's house and you rebuild it, remodel it.
New Mexico, I got that.
And they want you to stay there forever. Yeah. In fact, you know, I could use you around here. So
that's why you wanted me in Love Shack.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Rebuild the Love Shack. But,
anyway, Susan Ebert works with Abby's mother.
How do you pronounce the last name?
Cash. Like Cash. Johnny Cash.
Really? Like, yep. Johnny Cash?
Yep.
Only spelled K-A-S-C-H. Yeah. We want you to go... download her stuff at iTunes and all over.
She recently moved to Nashville, so she's down in Nashville. Her mother lives in the north suburbs. That's where she works with Susan. But Susan said, "You got to hear this CD. I'm going to leave." She left it at the house for me that we were right. just at, and I brought mm-hmm. it out, and sounds awesome. But apparently, she's writing another CD.
That is all original.
Yep.
Her own material.
Her own material.
It's
the
all
next
original,
one.
But yeah, apparently she had some writers on mm-hmm. this.
So I don't know much about her yet, but we'll find out.
Patrick says he's already got his mic checks done. Where's the swag? Well, you got not quite a whole month, Patrick, but I got faith in you, buddy, man. You are a mover and a shaker. We'll see how that works.
He's already thinking
now,
microphone.
And here's the thing. This is a big challenge to folks in Colorado, Wyoming, Montana. I mean, you really, seriously, I got to tell you, you're going to have a challenge here because the Midwest, back there around Illinois, you're going to have to work to get this done.
Mm-hmm.
Because we got some very, very good listeners back there that are very dedicated. So good luck to everybody.
Yeah.
And we got lots of swag. We'll even create some, you know what I mean?
Tweet just opened the door. Yeah, the swag door again.
Tweet's in there counting T-shirts right now going, oh, let's send a big box of these somewhere. So anyway, let's listen to Abby. And here's one called Not Tonight.
Car, he won't mind, he'll be fine. That is a delicious adult beverage. What is that?
Well, that's Willie's Montana Honey Moonshine.
Where's Willie's?
Well, take 85 south from Belgrade, 8 miles to Four Corners, then ride on 84 west past the Madison River. Don't forget your fly rod, 29 miles to the Norris Junction stop at the stop sign and go left for 16 miles. Pull into the town pump in Enniskan and ask them, where's Willie's? Or you could just ask for it at your local watering hole. Willie's Distillery. Spirits of the American West. 312 Main, Ennis, Montana. Willie'sDistillery.com.
All right. You are listening to Independent Artist Spotlight on a Wednesday night here in beautiful Red Lodge, Montana.
Yeah.
We've got Greg the Rockstar Creasy back with us after 3 months of hanging out in Illinois. But I know you were doing good things down there. So, you know, tell us, give us a condensed version of this little program that we've developed here as far as getting new listeners.
We want to get everybody to tell somebody else about listening to us, and we can tell by URL. Did I say that right?
Well, the IP number.
IP number. Where, who's listening and from where? The more people from that place will do
a remote.
A remote.
Yeah.
And we don't have to be there. We'll be here.
Yeah.
And we'll do
and
that.
And we might, like, if, let's say, for example, Illinois is one.
Like if Brad Slotman decides to put Music Ranch Radio on in Kingston and talk to Jory and get it as their bowling alley radio station, Brad Slotman.
we would hold a remote there.
We'd have a remote there.
We'll send a bunch of swag down there, T-shirts, caps, and, you know, various other things.
We'll talk about Blue Ribbon.
Yeah, we might slide some willies in there. Anyway, we'll talk about Blue Ribbon Millwork. We'll talk about the bowling alley. And so
if you win. That's if you guys
win. If you win. So here's the thing, man. We're all over the world, as you well know, and we've got a lot of listeners out of L.A. We've got a lot of listeners out of Colorado. Well, from all over, even in New York. So, Montana, you got to compete with them because we got a lot of folks from Bozeman, Red Lodge, Billings, Livingston, all the areas. So whoever, you know, at the end of the month when we have our contest final, that night we're going to look at all the IP numbers and the state that has the most people tuned in. So it's basically what it is. It's just telling your neighbor, tell your friends, tell everybody about Music Ranch Radio. And if we pick your state, we're going to pick a place that is big enough to house some people. You know, whether it be, like I say, Blue Ribbon, Millwork, it could be Clausen's, it could be the bowling alley. Is it Kingston?
Kingston Lanes.
That's it, Kingston Lanes or Blue Ribbon Millwork.
Right across the street, actually, from Blue Ribbon Millwork.
Well, say that. Maybe we'll do it in the middle of the street and catch them both. But we'll do a remote broadcast and let everybody know. Now, I had somebody ask me the other day, does Blue Ribbon Millwork deliver? And yes, they do.
Other brother Daryl,
man. You want windows? You want you know, if you want Megan to design your kitchen for you, you let them know. And you know what? Well, here's the cool thing about Blue Ribbon Millwork—they get her done.
Yep. I'm working on started a kitchen before I left for a friend that when I go back again next November, I've got a kitchen to do for a friend that Blue Ribbon is going to build for us.
Well, if I can get Elle has moved back out here. I'm going to have Elle do radio, and by God, I'm going back to Illinois with you.
But if we do this, it'll be like us do a remote. It'll be like us on vacation in Illinois. We just won't be there, absolutely. But we'll be there through here.
Right. That's it.
It's like a vacation for us then.
All right. So now that we've got that straight,
Are you confused, Brad?
Now that that's clear as mud, here's Jimmy Nick again. And this is one called Pick Your Poison, which we do occasionally.
So but we're slowing down a bit. Jimmy's been a good boy. So
I have been a good boy. Yeah. And I'm glad you're back because we'll put an end to that in a hurry. Here we go.
Mine, but your attitude is changing on me all of the time. Your hit on this love is gonna drive me away. Your ups and downs, I can't believe a word that you say. You have a nice booty, but that's about it. So you're easily replaceable if you truly done quit. Your out of control emotions cause total confusion. It has to come down to one of these two conclusions. You're either crazy or bluffing again. You're either crazy or bluffing again. Pick your poison. Either way, I win. Pick your poison. Either way, I win. You try to say I failed, but you broke up with me. By the 50th time, can't take you seriously. You're the queen of inconsistency, and you know that's a fact. I got 5-1 odds that you'll come crawling back. We lay in bed at night, you baby, Jimmy, don't leave. Come early in the morning, you throw me out in the street. Now, I ain't no head doctor, but you better change your ways. Cause if you don't, you'll be alone, girl, for the rest of your days. You're either crazy or bluffing again. You're either crazy or bluffing again. Pick your poison. Either way, I win. Pick your poison, babe. Either way, I win. Look out, babe. Woman, cause I stay there for free. But my sanity, girl, it means much more to me. In a week or two, I know you'll give my telephone a ring. To kill that time, there's always someone waiting out in the wind. You tell me that it's over and that you're moving on. That's fine by me, baby, cause you sure done me wrong. If this is what you want and you're for real, that's fine. There's 20 younger girls just waiting in line. You're either crazy or bluffing again. You're either crazy or bluffing again. Pick your poison. Either way, I win. Pick your poison. Either way, I win. Let me know, baby, I got things to do. Crazy or bluffing again.
You're either crazy or bluffing again. Pick your poison. Either way, I'll win. Pick your poison. Yeah, either way, I'll win. Oh, pick your poison, little girl. Either way, I'll win. Yeah, pick your poison. Either way, I'll win.
All right, there you go, Jimmy. Yeah. Nick, man, I'm telling you, you did your homework, pal. God,
I knew from about the third song, I'm like, we got to get this guy.
Oh, dude, that is that Chicago blues.
Yeah, he's something.
And, yeah, I'd love to have him out here.
That's what I said. I told him, if you're ever out in Montana, I got a place for you. So
I'll book him in the roadhouse. And, you know, we don't pay much, but you're happy when you leave.
Yes, you are.
And now that you're back, we can continue with the roadhouse. We kind of, you know, the roadhouse in the winter is tough because there's, number one, there is high school, basketball, everything that you can imagine all. And then the weather is so, it sucks.
You might have to walk from the street.
If you're a skier, it's great. Yeah. But if you're trying to run a business, not so much. But, man, we're just tickled to death to have everybody. I just told Greg, I said, listen, man, if we were to hold that contest tonight, I guarantee you Illinois would win hands down. And we're just we're glad that you're all listening in. All you got to do is just spread the love, man. Like you know, Buck Nunley says, just spread the love.
He's probably got a song for that too. Oh, that he likes.
Trust me, you don't want to get him started. Man. You know, Buck Nunley's like what do they call those engines that are once you get them started, they just run forever.
Perpetual motion. Yeah.
You just got to kind of pull him in a little bit. And what a great announcer. You know, if you ever heard him do a ball game, you'd be freaked out. He is that good.
Well, you did a little preview of his announcing today. That was nice.
Yeah, I've known, you know, many, many years I've known Buck Nunley. So anyway, we're going to do another Abby song, Abby Cash. And we're hoping that we'll get Abby on with us here on the Independent Artist Spotlight. We've got a lot of folks lined up. You know, believe it or not, Wednesday nights are tough.
For the
artists, and because a lot of people do gigs on Wednesday night, and so you know I should take these chains off.
Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's it's obnoxious. So here's one called "What You Did Wrong" by Abby Cash.
Look the same. Once a
right there. You go, Abby Cash.
That's going to be two upcoming shows.
What we're you not did sure wrong. Yeah, yeah. I mean, you did, God, just can't, you did great, man. I mean, two prospects when you're there. I mean,
yeah, well, I have people working for me. So the Abby Cash was thanks to Susan and Marty.
Yeah.
So, well, I didn't see her. Yeah.
So let's see. So let's talk a little bit more about what you did back there. You stayed at a place that you stay at all the time.
Well, I lived there for 6 years back before I met Peggy. And then I met Peggy, and we moved to town, and I still love the place. And so,
how long have you and Peggy been, you know, as Patrick would say, honey, not married?
Yeah, I'm not a marrier, I'm a dater.
I can't believe it. I was going, you're not beating me on that one again.
But yeah, I'm better, because I've been married twice, but not even combined as long as I've been with Peggy. So,
oh, well, that's good.
So that's why I'm a better dater than a marrier, and Peggy knows that, and we're good. Well, so it's been, God, 13, honey, are you, if you're listening. I don't know if you're listening or not, but 12 or 13 years, something like that.
Well, good for you, man. I've been, you know, I've been dating Lori for 37 years now. And her 36, I can't remember. And,
that's a long time.
Yeah. And, you know, 5 or 6 kids later, maybe we should get married. No, we've been married forever. I think I got married when I was in grade school. I can't remember.
At the F of U?
Yeah. Yeah, you drove by there today, too. That's funny. You text me. You go, I think I'm home. I'm at Fox. And I go, F of U, Fox University. All right, man. And so once you get there, you know you're are home.
The mountains are plain view right in the front windshield.
Yep. And so, you know, I've waited a long time. And my wife tonight, she goes, it's like 6 o'clock. She goes, where are you going? I'm going, well, I'm going out to the studio. She goes, well, why is that? And I go, well, Greg will be here soon. And she goes, well, you're awfully excited. I go, listen, man, it's been 3 months, you know.
I was jumping in bed. I'm like, God, normally I don't go to 6:30 because he's having dinner, and I show up early.
Oh, no, I had dinner. I had dinner ready when she got home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I was ready. It was like 5 o'clock.
You're the cook now.
She goes, oh, well, I guess you're ready. I go, she called me. She goes,
hurry up and eat.
You need to pick up anything? I go, no, you need to get home because I've got everything on the table. Because I wanted to get it out of the way so I could get out here to the studio in my favorite hangout. And you could see why. I mean, you know, you talk about a man cave now.
You just need a bed right over there in the corner.
Well, there used to be one there. Actually, but anyway, we're going to move along, and because we don't want to play all this stuff, but the cool thing about Jimmy Nick is he's got like 2 or 3 albums out. So, you know, we're not giving away anything. This is from Dangerous Decisions and Bad Things. And this is Jimmy Nick, Don't Tell Mama. And it's been such a long time.
Is this a peace song?
Yeah, it is.
Night. I thought I was dreaming. You were one of a kind. When I kissed your lips, I nearly lost my mind. A long time since my first dance with you. Time has slipped away, it feels just like yesterday when we danced the whole night through. Been a long time. Oh, girl, I still remember that night. A long time. Oh, girl, I still remember that night. Been such a long time. Oh, I still remember that night.
RanchRadio.com presents Independent Artist Spotlight, a show about local and national independent artists and the music they create.
Oh, Jimmy Nick, man.
We got a full Illinois board. If you guys get a chance, just go Jimmy Nick. He plays in the northern suburbs, Clausens. Go see him. It's awesome.
I'm hooked.
Yep.
Speaking of that, you got some shout-outs to do there.
I do. My sister Beth, everybody, I left 3 days ago. It doesn't take that long to get to Montana, but I guess maybe from what I had to do to get into the studio, we did push it a bit. So, but my sister Beth and Chrissy from Blue Ribbon Millwork, he's been texting me. Love you, brother.
In Woodstock.
In Woodstock.
Now, I can go further.
My brother Phil. What did my brother Phil say? I think he was the same thing. You're already back there on the.
I thought it took you a long time to get to the studio.
Good Lord, back in the radio station like you were never Illinois. You belong there, young man, he says.
He does belong here. You know, Greg the Rockstar Creasy. Speaking of that, we need to get a hold of Jason Shine.
Yeah, he might be listening. And, I haven't heard from him lately. Jason, he's been doing a lot.
We've got a business proposition for you.
So bring
that,
us up, Jason.
What is that noise? What are you doing over there? My God, it's like you're wrestling through the ice or something.
You took the chains off your wrist, didn't you? Is that what that is?
No, I think that was the sound of Willie's clanking against the...
I missed that commercial. You took it off for a while after the whiskey one.
Well, we've got a whiskey, and in fact, we probably should play that one right now. Because
the whiskey one.
Willie's, what a great sponsor they've been for the Roadhouse and for everything. And they're such good people. Patrick is their
He got
their
a trophy. Rep. He got the Willie trophy when he was here.
Yeah, he's their
He
rep.
Took it home with him. I think it's on his desk.
Well, that's your brother. But their sales rep's name is Patrick.
Oh, get out. Oh, that.
And,
okay.
You know, Patrick, just a couple days ago, he backed up to the front door and unloaded cases of Willie's. And so let's just do this real quick.
Hey, stranger, where'd you get that whiskey?
It's none of your business where I got the whiskey.
I asked you where you got that whiskey, and I'm just going to ask you one more time.
Well, I'm telling you, pard. I ain't telling you where I got my whiskey.
Now, stranger, I'm going to ask you again. Where'd you get that whiskey?
Well, I
I got it from Willis Distillery up there in Ennis, Montana, but you can just ask the bartender. Oh.
Willis Distillery, Ennis, Montana, where your favorite water and oil.
That's right. 748 here at the Music Ranch. 34 degrees out there, man.
It's like balmy compared to Illinois.
Summertime.
Till tomorrow.
Yeah, till tomorrow. Tomorrow night, actually. And then it's going to turn ugly. But not so much for us. Everybody around us. It's kind of weird. I mean, we got the least amount of snow at the ski run.
Our mountains are our friends.
Of anybody, yeah. Yeah. Picked up a couple of good sponsors while you're gone. The Grizzly Bar.
Grizzly Bar, yeah.
We'll be visiting there quite often. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Me, Patrick, and other brother Phil, and our little boy. Oh, good Lord.
You had a bunch on there. You were
No, he was with us. When Pat said he was never there.
Yeah, yeah.
We went out there, and oh, boy, we tore it up that one night, and Pat forgot all about it, so maybe that's why.
Well, you must have had a really – if you forgot all about it, you know you had a really, really good time. And, little hugging going on. Miss Lori.
Miss Lori here. She came, hi.
She came to the party, and, you know, she couldn't help. She's like me. She couldn't help but.
We can't get her on a microphone, though, can we?
Well, you know what? She'll do a commercial, but she will not talk on the microphone. I don't know why, but.
Shaking her head yes and no, right. If anybody wants to know.
Yeah. Abby Cash. Here's one called, this is a great Valentine's Day deal because this is called Love.
That's and the name of the CD is Love.
We've been working hard to spread the love lately. We had Buck Nunley, you know, he's spreading it everywhere.
He's spreading it. He spread it all the way to Illinois.
That's exactly right.
And so, we did hear officially that all his body parts worked or all his
That's correct. Body so parts Sherry, if you're listening in, everything works on Sir Miller. We call him Buck Dunley. But here's a song called Love by Abby Cash.
On the coast, there's a bottle with the door with a little boy's riding, hoping his dreams.
All right, there you go, Abby and Cash. And that was a song called Love. And you're over there writing, Rockstar.
I'm taking notes.
Taking notes.
You know, so, you know more about Buddy Jewell than I do. He was.
I do. Buddy Jewell won, what was that, Lori? He won
Nashville show.
Nashville something. Nashville.
Yeah, he does a duet or background vocals on that on Abby's CD.
You know, he's an older fella, and that was the thing. It's like in the music business nowadays, if you're over 30.
Nashville Star.
Nashville Star, that was it. And if you're over 30.
You guys
and,
didn't hear Lori. Did you?
Yeah, we can't. I'll turn your microphone on there, Lori. You got your own. You put those headphones on. They'd all like to hear you. And she's cuter than Speckled Pup.
She is, too.
Oh, no. We won't torture you. It's all right. So anyway, yes, Buddy Jewell, and that was the only problem. It's like you said, he was probably about 50 when he won that. And, God, just a great singer, great songwriter. And I'm sure that's a connection right there. Mm-hmm. And he just doesn't get the face time that the young folks get. You know,
it's all in the youngins.
And, we're getting texts from the Ice Climber up in Bozeman.
Oh, Dennis.
Yeah. He says, where are you two going for Valentine's Day? And I said, we're on the radio. He says, yeah, I meant you and Greg. Well, that's, you know, we might, I got to play Valentine's Day, by the way. I got to play at the Willow.
Is that night or day? What's the time?
That is 6 to 7.
Oh, yeah, so we won't be doing that. Well, no. And I probably should probably take Peggy somewhere, too.
Well, you should be doing that. 6 to 7.
Lori's shaking her head, yes.
And then, then after 7, you can go out for dinner somewhere, which we may go.
You mean me and you, or me and...
Well, we might take the girls along, you know, and maybe go to, maybe Roscoe or something.
Oh.
You know, who knows? The band had kind of talked about going out, doing something, mm-hmm. You know, maybe. Who knows? So, anyway, we're running up against our time.
Where did that go?
That's unreal. Now, read your list and make sure that you have acknowledged.
I'm hoping. Let's see. We got Hunter, Hayden, and Jordan, who are at the Lifetime Fitness working out, and I think they're listening through headphones. Oh, they should be. Those are my boys. The Simoninis, who is my... What did you call that? Your...
Husband-in-law?
Husband-in-law.
Yeah.
Husband-in-law. And
I have a husband-in-law.
An ex-wife, who I love dearly, both of them.
Yeah.
Brad Schlottman, Wayne from Blue Ribbon, Rita.
Rita, when Rita leaves, Rita's gone.
Chrissy, the Eberts, of course, Martin and Susan, who has got us the Abby Cash connection.
Oh, there we go.
My sister Beth, my brother Phil, his wife Deanne. The list goes on. And I'm named, who? Patrick's a given.
Patrick's gonna, you know.
Evan and my boy Evan. That's who was out at the. I can't believe I can. Not my boy, but he was my assistant up at YBRA and just a newly graduate, and I showed him the ropes of geology up there, and he moved on to California, became a geophysicist.
Oh, there you go.
See, or works for one, I should say.
Great teacher.
And I'm hoping he's listening.
That's why I'm hanging out.
I really miss Evan.
I hope someday when I grow up, I'm going to be like you. And, so here's the thing. We've got a few minutes left, like enough for one more song. And I just, you know, we do this every day because I get such a kick out of it. And yesterday,
we could do it without Pat.
It was out of control. You know what I mean? I mean, it just, I told Buck Donnelly, I go, dude, he asked me later, he goes, what does pitch mean? And I said, well, it's not in baseball, pal. And I said, that means, you know, if you're a little flat or sharp. And he goes, oh, yeah. Well, I have good meter. I go, yeah, you got good meter, but your pitch sucks. And so we're going to do a sing-along, shall we?
Because, and most of these people on this list probably know that, but I don't know if I want to sing.
Oh, come on. You just haven't had enough willies yet.
No, I haven't.
Just let everybody else sing.
Oh, our whole lot of
everybody motion. Call in and sing over the air. Oh, yeah, we can't do it. We got one line.
That's right. We only got one line. So, but here's one that we do at Blue Ribbon Millwork almost daily.
Well, there's a story. One story about this at my brother Phil's house. We played this song. We put the bar stools around the kitchen on the island that came out on both sides and around it. And I bet you there was 8 of us there. We sang the song as we danced around the bar stools onto the onto the countertop and off to the next bar stool with a whole ring of eight people dancing and singing this song.
We might have to go out in the roadhouse to do this. This could get ugly.
Remember that, Phil?
I'm going to have to get a hydraulic jack to get on a bar stool.
And, back then when we didn't have videos on our camera.
There you go.
On our cell phones.
Well, listen, here's the deal, man. It has been great to have Greg the Rockstar Creasy back. You know, Lori, I finally settled down a little bit. You were a little worried about me at dinner, weren't you? She goes, "Oh my God, you're just like yourself." I go, "Well, listen, man, it's been 3 months.
I think we're almost acclimated now.
Anxiety, you know." So we're going to end this night with one by the Bare Naked Ladies. And if you've been listening to Music Ranch Radio, you know all about this. So what we're going to ask you to do?
Hold on. We forgot Janice.
Oh, how can we forget Janice? We're going to get our butts kicked if we do that. I mean, Janice, you're cuter than a speckled pup. We love you. And I've got several pictures of Janice here at the Music Ranch.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah.
But after her surgery. So.
Yeah.
Oh, she was here. I thought you meant the surgery.
That's right.
Picture,
no, she was a team player, too. Yeah. She got in there and had a good time with us. And that's the thing about the Music Ranch, man. You might come here a little bit down, but you will leave having a good time. We guarantee a good time at the Music Ranch.
6 hours worth at least.
That's it. So thank you, everybody.
Yes.
And I mean, we had a great crowd tonight. We want to thank everybody from the Midwest. And like I said, if tonight was the contest, by far, man, I'd have to fly to Illinois to do this.
And just Northern Illinois, probably.
Yeah, exactly. So remember, that's a contest, and we're going to do it by the end of the month. Here's what you need to do. You just tell your friends, tell your neighbors, and say, "Look, man, there's this radio station in Red Lodge, Montana. It's called Renegade Radio, musicranchradio.com, and spread the word." That's all we're asking you to do. We're not asking you to donate or do a damn thing either. Just spread the word. And, you know, at the end of the month, we're going to have a show. We'll get me and the rock star. We'll be back. And because next week we'll have a guest. But we'll do a special show.
Not
at the
next
end of the
week.
Month.
That's Valentine's Day.
Wait a minute. That is on a Wednesday. Yeah.
So maybe we could get after Valentine's do Jimmy Nick
on a Thursday.
Or whatever. He still may commit to Wednesday, but I have to talk to him. I told him I'd call when I got back.
Next Wednesday we can't do it, but we'll try to make it next week sometime.
Yeah, we can do that.
Because I've got a gig on Wednesday, and then I have to take my sweetheart out for dinner. You want to go?
Is Lori coming?
That's terrible. We both did that. That's not good. All right, here we go.
No. I forgot. Sally, Brad's wife, Sally. From Blue Ribbon.
All right.
She's
and Brad.
Too. And Brad. Brad. Well, I think I had Brad in there somewhere. But hello, Sully. And Rick and Deb Gerlitz, who is my brother Phil's brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Deanne's sister. And they listen from Colorado. And we sat up all night one night. Well, not all night, but until we heard the Whiskey commercial.
Oh, my God.
So they said, "Wait a minute. We got to hear the Whiskey before we go to bed."
All right. Well, I'm just going to let you close the show.
Let me check the text. See, I hope I didn't. If I forgot any of you all out there, I miss you all. And but I am home now. And text me anytime you want. I don't think I forgot.
And if you all want to come out and see Greg, it'll be tough for you to leave.
Yes,
that's what happened to Greg.
That's right. Yeah.
He came out here, and now he can't leave.
Yeah, if I only had $1 million.
That's right. Here we go, Bare Naked Ladies. Everybody, just sing along. Here we go.
$1 million,
well, I'd buy you a house.
I would buy you a house.
Oh, go,
and
Greg.
If I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
buy you furniture for your house.
Maybe a nice Chesterfield or an ottoman.
And if I had $1 million,
if I had $1 million,
well, I'd buy you a K car.
A nice, reliant automobile.
And if If I had $1 million, I'd buy your love.
If I had $1 million,
I'd build a tree fort in our yard.
If I had $1 million,
you could help, it wouldn't be that hard.
If I had $1 million,
maybe we could put a little tiny fridge in there somewhere.
We could just go up there and hang out.
Like open the fridge.
Yeah, at least.
There are already foods laid out for us with little pre-wrapped sausages.
I love those.
Pre-wrapped bacon.
They have pre-wrapped sausages, but they don't have pre-wrapped bacon.
Why not?
You should.
Yeah.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a fur coat.
But not a real fur coat. That's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you an exotic pet.
Yep.
Like a llama
or an emu.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you John Merrick's remains.
All them crazy elephant bones.
And if I had $1 million, I'd buy you
love. If I had $1 million. If I had $1 million,
we'd take a limousine cause it costs more.
If I had $1 million,
we wouldn't have to eat Kraft dinner.
But we would eat Kraft dinner.
Of course we would. We just eat more. And buy really expensive ketchups with it. That's right. All the fanciest Dijon ketchup.
Dijon.
I love those.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a green dress.
But not a real green dress, that's cruel.
And if I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you some art.
A Picasso or a Garfunkel.
If I had $1 million.
If I had $1 million.
Well, I'd buy you a monkey.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
If I had $1 million, I'd buy you
love. If I had $1 million. I'd be rich.
All right. Good night, everybody. From Greg, the rock star, Creasy.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
And the round man right here at musicranchradio.com. And we did record this. It's scary, isn't it? And, you know, so thanks for tuning in. And right now, let's leave you with a little Hootie and the Blowfish. Here we go.
Good night.